We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm your host, Asia Tab. This Saturday, June 22nd, there will be a gun buyback program taking place from noon until 5 p.m. Harrisburg Police and the Kappa Omega chapter of the Omega Sci-Fi fraternity are coming together for this event. I have three members here today, Lance, Mike, and Eugene. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful, Asia.
Yep. Doing well. Thank you.
Glad you're inviting us.
I'm so glad you're here. So can you tell me more about this event this weekend?
Well, as you look at the events that's been happening in Harrisburg the last couple weeks, the shootings, and we've been talking with Commissioner Carter for probably about 2-3 months about doing gun buyback.
Yes.
Because any gun you can take off the street will save lives. You know, so in our meetings, we felt as though to the best way to try to get as many guns possible is to make put some vouchers out there. You turn in the gun, we give you $100, right? So that sounded good, and we're ready to pull this off. Because like I said, if you can save one life, two life, three lives, it's worth doing.
Right.
You know, so with the cities behind us and the chapter of Omega Sci-Fi is in support of what we're doing here.
Awesome. And I do know there are some other things involved. Like, I think Harrisburg Police said they won't be checking the serial numbers, correct?
Right.
Correct. Anyone that would like to turn in a gun, there are going to be no questions asked. You'll turn in the gun. The police will check it, make sure it's unloaded. They'll confiscate it. And then they will be receiving a $100 Visa gift card upon turning in the gun. So it's more so focusing on prevention as opposed to attempting to try to catch someone in the act of doing anything.
And I know, like, it's summer months, students are out, and more people are just out because the weather is nice. Was that a contributing factor as well to have this event this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, kids have nothing to do. They get into things. You know, so we wanted to get ahead of that. I mean, as soon as school was ending, we wanted to reach out and put this program.
And for this event, it's going to be June 22nd from noon to 5, 2020 State Street, correct?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
And I know the Omega Sci-Fi chapter, you guys are doing so much for the community. What else do we have to look forward to this year?
Well, we have also got our fatherhood and mentoring program that we're introducing on the beginning in July. What we've done is set up a program and listing of activities for young men who were enrolled in it or recommended to be in it from the age of 10 on up. And we've got an outline of activities that we're going to have. But the interesting thing is, along with this gun buyback, is one of the first sessions and trainings that we're going to have, or information we're going to have, is about gun violence and awareness, where we have lined up a program that's going to touch on so many different things and impacts of gun violence, whether it's the person wielding the gun, who gun was injured by it, and even the family impact that's when those things happen in either way. But we're also going to talk about the importance of recognizing the dangers of even being around guns and the acts of being unsafe with those kinds of things, because we're going to be dealing with a young group of males who are beginning at age 10. We would like to get them early. That's why we want to start so early. But along with that program, we're also going to be talking about other diversions from gun violence. Is going to be about thinking about financial literacy. It's never too early to begin, or never too late to think about how I'm going to secure my financial future. Because as we know, for some folks, their reason for crime is about money.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about there's ways of earning, keeping, and growing your money. So we're going to train them about that. But there's many other activities we're going to have on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at our fraternity house.
That is fascinating that you all have created a way to try to keep Harrisburg more positive and uplifting the youth. I'm sure a lot of people don't think about when it comes to gun violence that there's not just one outcome, mm-hmm. and how children are also involved around it. Like, for example, it's not just the person that loses their lives. Other family members, if this person is caught, then they possibly lose them to the prison sentence. So, you know, we don't really think about things like
nobody,
that.
Nobody wins when that happens.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's scary to think that someone 10 years old, 11 years old, can get their hands on a gun and wanting to pull it, don't see themselves living to be long because their mindset is somebody's going to kill me or I'm going to kill somebody. Right, and that's a very chilling thought when you think someone 11 years old, 12 years old, you're going to think they have to shoot somebody before somebody shoots them. And our whole goal is to educate the kids, the family, the parents about what this looks like, you know, because, I mean, it's scary that these kids can get their hands on these weapons at such an early age.
It really is. And for the gun buyback program, could it be any ages that show up, even if they have?
If you have a gun, 8 to 80, bring it. I don't know if the 80-year-old person has a gun, 10 years old, 7, we want the guns. You know, so it doesn't make a difference who old, what color. You know, if you have a gun, if you can bring it in, we appreciate it.
And that's a part of No Questions Asked.
Right.
And how do we learn more information about some of the programs, like the financial literacy course?
Well, what you can do is that you can you could email the fraternity for this particular project at kqmentor@gmail.com. That's kqmentor@gmail.com. And if you email that, send an email to there and want information about it, how you can get a young person in, you can recommend some young man to get in there. And we will reply to you as soon as we get that information. We will be having another orientation program on Saturday morning prior to the gun buyback at 8:30 in the morning, where we can have parents and their persons they would like to participate in the program. These are all young males, and that's the idea of what we're looking to strengthen those young men and those young males and to be more understanding and knowledgeable about their environment and their lives and their future. So that's why we're doing it, but you can contact us that way.
And you can also go to our webpage at Cap Omega Qs. If you Google us, you can pull up information related to programs that we have. Not only the gun buyback program and the fatherhood initiative, but we also have a blood drive coming up later on in the month of July. And we'll also have some additional activities throughout the year that are here. We're really here to really support, uplift, and educate the community.
And does a person have to be a member of the Kappa Omega chapter of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, or can it just be anyone that's like interested to be a part of the programs?
Well, what we would do, I mean, it's our baby, right?
Yes.
But we look for support from the community to fit in on various things that we're doing, you know. So like Lance said, our first program, gun violence, that's going to last 90 days with the financial institution piece, and we'll have outside members coming in on those days to help participate in the program. So, you know, like, we want the whole village to help with this thing.
Yeah, but we're definitely open to partnerships and sponsorships. If there are people out there that see some of the things that we're doing and they want to be a part of it, helping us financially to support those programs, providing human resources, et cetera, we're always open to receive support from the community as well.
Amazing. And why did you see the need for these type of initiatives?
Well, the Fatherhood Initiative is actually one of our nationally mandated programs. So it's really something that has been handed down to us from our national office. So what we've done within our community here in the city of Harrisburg in central Pennsylvania area is looked at the needs that we have in our community, and we see that gun violence is a big issue in our community. We also know that lack of male role models and lack of fathers being present is an issue as well. And we want to try to fill that void by not only supporting young children whose fathers are not around, but also to support fathers that are around and give them some tools and skills on how to engage with their children and be supportive.
The Kappa Omega chapter of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity has been here for a while. I think you said 101 years, Lance. Mm-hmm. How have you all seen this have such an amazing impact in the area?
It's been amazing because as being here 100 years and our fraternity being around since 1911, we have to recognize that our cardinal principles that we all took the oath to and believe in is manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. Everything is due. That's a part of everything that we do. And we looked at our history here. The men from the early 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s on up to this decade have been doing these same kind of things. But we feel it's our obligation and our responsibility. And we feel that from our own personal experiences, these are the kinds of things either we experienced or wanted to experience as we were growing up and becoming into men.
And the challenge is always to be a pillar in your community. You know, the goal is to help as many people as you can, as long as you can, and in all the ways that you can. So we're totally committed to uplifting our community.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here with me today.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you so much to listening to us over here at The Spark. It's truly a pleasure for you to make us a part of your day. Make sure you're following us on Facebook at The Spark and WITF, and you can also find us over on our website.